Welcome to my radio show / podcast show. I'm your host, Scarlett Stone, and I'm here in the Julieland universe, joined by Richard Avery, who's across from me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hello. And I have a brand new guest who I have not met before, but I have her here right next to me. Her name is Anne Marie Rios.
Hello, beautiful. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
It's like a first date, huh?
It is.
It's like fun. A first date, but first dates don't faze me. First interviews do. But yeah, so you have been in the adult industry for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about the adult industry, but I think that your experience gives you more insight into the human nature and how we are influenced by human sexuality, more specifically bisexuality.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to basically use and abuse your insights.
Let's pick a brain.
Yeah, I want to pick it a little bit.
Okay.
So I think we all know that women are more fluid than men.
For the most part, yeah.
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 So why do you think that is? Like, why is it more socially acceptable, one, for women to experiment more, but it also seems like they have an easier time doing that as well. Why do you think that is?
I think it's more acceptable because guys find it sexy to see two women together. The thought of two men together is very appalling to a lot of men. It makes them, maybe they're homophobic, maybe they're just uncomfortable with it, maybe it just grosses them out. Whereas the thought of two women being together is very sexy. Most men have the fantasy of having two women together, so the thought of two girls doing something sexual in front of them is a big turn on.
Right.
They just hope they can get in on the action. It is the only double standard that girls have in their favor. You know, they can't be sluts like guys can. They can't do a lot of things like that. So I say, ladies, take advantage of it, you know, even if it's just for a little bit of fun.
But do you think, when you said that, I was like, first thing I think about is, I think why it's taboo for men in a lot of ways, because first of all, I think women are beautiful. So seeing two beautiful things go at it, it's kind of cool.
Right, yeah.
Guys are kind of ugly, hairy animals with these hard
first
penises.
First of all, you are a man saying that. Whereas, I mean, I have watched gay porn. I think like there's something, that masculinity sort of coming together and bonding, I think it's sexy.
You do.
I don't know.
I think it's kind of hot.
As we both back away from the room.
Oh my God. Well, you guys can back away. I'll continue talking about guy on guy. I mean, yes, like it's certainly not as delicate as, you know, two women together. There isn't the, you know, lovely voluptuous curves, but I do think that there's something to be said.
Okay,
we
have to have a little talk later about your watching gay porn.
To me, what's sexy about a man is that he's a man. He's strong. He's the protector. He's the dominant force in a way. If you take that away from a man, then
wait, but why? Because that's basically like women.
So two dominant men.
No. But there's.
I've seen a sub man.
Yeah. No. But there's something really weird and sort of wrong with that because that's basically you're saying that a man has to be a certain way.
That's my personal preference. A protector. That's what I find sexy about a man. So I don't find a man getting plowed in the ass sexy. Like that doesn't do it for me.
Right.
There's a lot of girls who would love that, and that's great for them. But my own personal opinion is
you like a manly
I wouldn't
man.
Watch guy on guy because for me it takes away what I find
sexy.
Well,
that goes back to the thing I had asked yesterday. We did a whole episode thing on pegging, and I said to you, do you lose respect for a guy who gets pegged? I would.
I wouldn't. Because I personally, because you know, I'm a feminist. I believe in like trying anything once, both parties trying everything.
Except being with girls.
But that's also just like not my like personal preference. Like you know, like I'm just not, and we will talk about that later. But I think if a guy is confident in himself, he knows himself, and he can basically embrace that, like why not? I think I might have more respect for him. Like, yeah, it might be a little bit awkward after, and we might have to drink a little bit before. But I don't know. I appreciate a guy that is open to trying new things.
But what if I'm open to try new things, but that's one of the new things I don't want to try.
Then I would say, that's fine, but let's do something else, like wild and crazy, where if you want to do something to me, I can also do it back to you.
Okay, I got this open idea. I want to watch you have sex with a girl. Would you be open to that?
then I would be like, well, then I have to watch you having sex with a guy. Isn't that the same thing, honey?
Double standards here.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there is that double standard. And obviously the whole gay for pay thing in the adult industry, they are paid more money for a guy to be with a guy. Whereas for a woman, she is paid less for being with the girl, and she's paid more for being with a guy. I just find that it's so interesting. I don't know how that really came about. Maybe it's because, and I know, Richard, you were saying maybe they feel safer, or there's...
Well, that's in the personal life, like,
yeah,
I said. But I think
what do you think?
The industry-wise, it was like a girls getting paid to do guys is just because, in a sense, it's more work than being with a girl.
You're being penetrated. Right. You know, your body's physically taking on more wear.
Right.
You're in different positions, like reverse cowgirl and things you don't do with girls. So
it's a little bit more strenuous.
And a lot of times, depending on the size of the man, the girl goes home sore for a day or whatever. So it's definitely a lot more than
getting rubbed
with some fingers.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, totally. And girls, like... I mean, the girl rate has, I mean, it's shrunk a lot in the last few years. Every rate has shrunk a lot, period. I mean, and it depends on where you go.
Right.
But doing guys, it just seems like the rates, you know, they get paid more, and then they get paid more for two guys, and it just gets crazier. Like, the prices go up.
Yeah, and I also, I wanted to ask you, because you have seen this, but do you think that women who... are not, they don't identify with being lesbians, they still have an easier time like inhabiting that body, just because
they
are,
I know some of them, they only date guys in their personal life, but they only do girls on film.
I'm obviously like a virgin to all of this, like I don't really know that much about it. I've never been with a woman, but how do you think that's so easy to just sort of
be with the girls, and like, yeah, for them, like, it's a performance. Like,
yeah, it's a performance.
It's acting.
There's no emotion involved, and they're not getting pounded on film by a guy, so their dude still kind of has respect for them because they're just hooking up with girls, and they're not, you know, sucking cock or whatever some other guys.
Right,
so it's more acceptable by the guys that they're dating, and for them.
But like, not just like the guys that they're dating, but I was just curious, like, when they go on to set, is it that they just sort of remove themselves from the situation and they're like, this is like a job that I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna
performance.
Right.
It's acting, like an actor would
do. Like method acting.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times the girls too, a lot of girls start out doing just girl, right? I mean, and then they go and it kind of gets them used to the whole thing, and then they take the next step and the next step. But I know a lot of girls that have always done girls, and they won't do guys at all, won't even come close to it.
Right. Like maybe after time, the idea of just, you know, doing girl on girl, it's just so natural, even if you didn't, originally identify as that.
Right. But I think girls just, it's easier for girls to be with girls, you know, it's just easier. Ask any girl,
Why do you think that is, Richard?
I personally think it's just like in the personal life, like I said earlier, was like the girls will hook up like, unbelievable. It's easier. It's just like, I mean, it's like the guy has to work extra hard to have sex with you. The girls don't have to. I also think it's like there's this in the back, deep back in their head, it's their way of saying, nah, 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 you can't have this. And they just
mind fucking.
Yeah, mind fuck with guys. Like, well, at least that's what I feel like they're doing to me.
Right.
They are.
Exactly.
Just to you.
No, it's pretty much just me. They're doing it on purpose. Then they're having sex with each other in front of me. And I'm like, hello, do you guys share? And they're like, no. Stay away. I'm like,
maybe they just don't like you. Let's just propose that as an option.
That could be one of the options. I'm sure it is one of the options.
Well, I mean, I am not in the adult industry, really.
But
let's ask
the expert here. Is it easier to hook up with girls in let's just take the last decade of your life. Is it easier, and why is it easier? Do you think it is easier, and why do you think it's easier?
I don't really think it's easier, but that's, again, my own personal opinion. Like, a guy... any girl who wants to go out and hook up with a guy that night, she's going to go out and hook up with a guy that night. The guy's not going to be like, oh, no, even if she's chubby or whatever, right. the guy's still going to take what he can get.
Lord. That's a whole other conversation. Right?
But if a girl goes out and says, oh, I want to hook up with a hot girl tonight, for one, you have to find a girl that the girl's into. Yeah. Like you're not into girls. So if I came here and I was like, oh, Scarlett's really hot, I want to hook up with her. Well, it'd be a deal breaker because you don't even like girls. So for one, you have to find a girl who likes girls. Then you have to find a girl who likes the type of girl that looks like you.
Right.
And then you have to
hope that meshes. Julie used to always say that's one of the reasons why she got in the business was so that she could hook up with hot girls.
Right.
Well,
I agree.
That's kind of great.
We all know Julie was pretty slutty back in her day.
She was good.
I know. She's still good. She is still good.
Yeah. She is. I'm talking about her films.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about personally. She was really good.
Yeah.
So she taught me everything I know, basically.
Well, I actually have a question for you guys. Do you think that that girls sort of hook up with girls in public, is it more for themselves experimenting or is it for the men watching?
I'd say a little of both.
A little of both?
Yeah, me too. I think a lot of girls, I'm around porn girls, so I'm not around civilian girls. So you'd have to ask your friends that are civilians.
I actually have.
Do they hook up with girls?
I remember there was one occasion where it was me, two of my girlfriends, and then I had another girlfriend who actually was a lesbian.
Okay.
And my two straight girls, I think they were making out with each other because one of their boyfriends was like, do it. No, of course.
Yeah.
My friend that did have a girlfriend was really offended by it. And I feel like this isn't really discussed a lot, that when women are doing that, either if it's for experimenting, fine, but if it's more for the sake of pleasing a man.
Entertainment.
Yeah, it's really, really offensive to those who, you know, want to just make out with their girlfriends because they love each other and they're lesbians.
But girls in the industry, like you said, it's harder, but in the industry, if you're working with a girl and you become friends with a girl that's another porn star who does girls, that's easier to hook up with, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And my question to you is, do you remember the first time you did? Off camera.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
How did that all happen? Like, was it like your idea? Was it her idea? It was a mutual thing?
It was kind of mutual, but it was more she was the aggressor. She actually really liked girls and was more into girls in her real life than guys. She only kind of did guys because it came along with the program.
Right.
So she was definitely the seducer and I was just,
you were young and innocent,
a willing party.
Exactly.
It's okay. Stop, please stop.
Mm-hmm. But what about the first time that you ever were with a woman, be it on camera or off camera? How were you feeling? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you like, I don't know what I'm doing down there?
It was both, because the first time I was with a girl was on camera and I think I was probably... maybe I had done like two movies.
Mm.
So it was like my third movie ever. It was really quiet. Really
quiet. She's going to do it.
It was definitely not.
Here she goes. Here she goes.
Yeah.
She did it.
Yeah. High fives all around.
It was like at a golf tournament and she's going, she pulls out her putter.
And then golf clap. One.
Yeah, exactly.
A little golf clap. Mm-hmm. But did you, this is actually really funny. Did you watch, you know, movies to kind of see what you should do, or did you go with it?
You just like winged it.
Yeah.
Never did. Still don't. I've never even watched my own movies.
Well, nobody
I don't
does.
Know what they look like.
Yeah. That's pretty common, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to watch my movies either.
I don't think I'd want to watch my movies. I don't even do anything.
Yeah. Now, what about like you? So you do this the first time, you thought, hey, that's pretty good. And so next time somebody calls and says, hey, you're going to do a scene, you go like, oh, cool. A girl. Like, it just got easier as it went along, right?
Yeah, well, I always thought girls were sexy, and even, you know, a little bit out of high school, me and my girlfriends would have like slumber parties where we would kind of flirt with each other and cuddle, but we never really, no one really went there, but you could tell the energy was there. Everybody's... So I always had an interest in girls, so it just kind of was an outlet for that.
I've never had that. I feel like I see that in like movies and of course in porn, but I've never... I mean, excuse me, only one of my girlfriends, she's really curvy and she's gorgeous and I love her. If I were to hook up with anyone, it would be her.
Ooh.
However, I wouldn't. But I never had that experience curiosity, but there's that like undeniable tension when you're with your girlfriends.
Right. Not everybody does.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just have really nice friends.
What high school did you go to?
Yeah. Like, it's like, Richard is probably going to be there tomorrow.
Exactly. I'll be there in my car, outside the window. Hey, I hear you girls are
graduating.
Exactly.
Legal?
Legal? Are you 18? Get over here. No. So then, do you think, okay, so I got to ask this. Like, do you think a guy that does gay porn, he says he's straight, does gay porn, is he gay or is he straight? What he is, and can a guy be bisexual?
He's confused. I don't know. I can't even get involved with that.
And you think he's just confused?
Do you also believe him when he says, "I'm just doing it for the money"? Because I do think, yes, it is more. It is more expensive. They do pay more.
Right.
But I'm sure it's possible.
You have to get into a certain mindset to be straight and be like, okay, I'm gonna like suck on his cock.
Right.
I also think, you know, 20, 30 years ago. You know, it was like sex to me. I mean, it's always been crazy, I think, since the beginning of time. But the last few years, all these crazy things that people do, so let's just, from everything from pegging to peeing to boy, girl, girl, blah, 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 all these
whatever,
things. Yeah. I think it's always gone on since the beginning of time. The only thing is now is it's all on the internet. You know what I mean? Like it's accessible everywhere. Like all these crazy things 30, 40 years ago, they were going on, but we didn't know about it. We didn't know about, I know growing up, I never thought.
I just think,
and that's what I'm saying. Now it's out and exposed. All these, they're basically, what you're realizing is, God, human beings are like animals. They're just crazy.
Right. But
they'll do anything to stick anything anywhere.
It goes back to the Roman times. Yeah. They used to have their orgies and all kinds of secret sex clubs.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Now it's on the internet. So like I said, there's been crazy sex people since the beginning of man, but it's like, now it's just on the internet. So now we know, God, these people are, you thought you were the only one that had a crazy idea about doing something.
But there still is this stigma.
Right.
And it's like, I'm wondering if, is it just a matter of time till there's more things on the internet, or is it?
It'll get acceptable in time, because look at everything in, like right now, you know, gay marriage to gay lifestyle is more acceptable than it's ever been. And so hopefully with evolution and time, a lot of this stuff will be acceptable. So that's the scary part, is that like 50 years from now, you'd be like, yeah, I just fucked a goat and a guy and a girl. And I did.
Oh my God.
But people will be just like, yeah, whatever. No. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead. Whatever you're into. Right. I like to cuddle with animals. Yeah, go ahead. Like, it'll, at some point in the history of mankind, a lot of this stuff will just be like, whatever.
And where like anything goes, really.
Yeah. Because like I said, like 20 years ago, anal sex was like
taboo.
Yeah. Now everybody, it's like you,
now it's like, so can we have vaginal sex? It's like anal is just like what you have.
Right. Pretty much. So all but right. It's just they're all crazy.
Yeah. We're all a little crazy.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I loved your honest and your insight into lesbianality, bisexuality, and all that good stuff. Now tell me, would you like our amazing Julieland fans and members to follow you somewhere, a blog or Twitter?
They can check out my blog, annemariesadventure.com. On there is my link to Facebook and Twitter. And on my website is a link there to annemarierios.com. But the most important or coolest thing they will find info there is for my book that's actually coming out in August, called The Little Red Book by Anne-Marie Rios. Thank you. Thank
I will
you.
Definitely pick that up.
And AnneMariesAdventure.com. It'll link you to everything. Even my appearances, where I'm dancing, club appearances, things like that. So.
Okay, great. Yep. And Richard?
What?
We're not going to follow you anywhere.
No.
Well, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Scarlet_Stone, or you can read my work and listen to my other podcast/radio shows on the Julieland blog. And again, thank you for being here. We will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.